Hello.
Oh, hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
Excellent. Good to hear. I was actually following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, that card got compromised.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, and I'm going to suspend services, too.
Okay, so we can't suspend services with a past due balance, but the good news is you're catching it in time because come October 11th, that would have reoccurred to $398. Right now, it's only past due for the $199.
Okay, so 403, it's the same except for the last eight.
Okay, so hold on. Just start fresh because I just erased the other one. You said 40 what?
4034.
Okay.
9330.
Got it.
0831.
Okay.
Okay.
3888.
3888. Okay, expiration?
928.
And the code?
152.
152. Okay, so let me get your authorization. And how come you're wanting to suspend services?
Right now, money is really tight. I'm not seeing any. I'm not seeing any traffic from any of that. I mean, all of it's nice, but I'm not seeing any. Profitable benefit from any of it, so.
I see. Okay. So I'm not sure if you've been on your dashboard or not, but this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company was found on the first page of Google. Let me see what the total is. This is filtering out. 6 months, I want to go back to 763 times, and you've had 114 Google actions, which do include clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So perhaps you're getting a little bit more activity than what you think. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Everything that I've had as of late has been either word of mouth or from customer referrals. Now,
okay.
Maybe some people are double checking.
Mm-hmm.
And I do tell people to check out some of my work on the website.
Yeah. So are you considered more of a general contractor or a handyman?
No, more of a, I'm not a handyman. A handyman is a guy that, right now I'm doing a renovation.
You're more of carpentry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was only looking at the business name, Jack of All Trades. That's why I was asking. So forgive me if I took that wrong. Yeah. So when I saw the Precision Woodworks, I thought, oh, this has to be more of carpentry.
Well, Jack of All Trades means that when you hire me to do your kitchen or your bathroom,
yeah,
that means that I'm doing all the work myself, or I'm going to manage all of the work myself. I'm not, when you hire me, you're not going to get, one person to do the construction, one person to do the electric, one person to do the electric, another person to do the drywall. And all I'm doing is just managing. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of all of the aspects of that myself.
Awesome. Okay. But you do more than just custom woodworking. You also do full-on remodels. correct?
Right.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Only reason I'm asking you is if things have slowed down, you would be a great candidate for Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that program by chance?
No.
Okay. So it's, and don't feel bad if you haven't heard of it. It's a brand new program Google rolled out about May of last year, so a lot of people haven't heard of it. And it's an exclusive lead program. And in order to participate, you have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So as long as you have a valid driver's license, social security, or EIN number for the business, you would pass that background check with flying colors. And then the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is once you pass the background check, Google will now guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you, you know, did a ton of work for someone and then they became disgruntled and they wanted their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay, so all we charge to participate in it is the one-time application fee, which is $250. And then they would, that process to get approved takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Since it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. Once you're approved, you get a little green or blue check mark next to your name, so it adds a bunch of credibility because everyone knows that you're Google guaranteed. And it's a pay-per-lead program where the leads would only run you roughly $92 each. So let's say that it's a smaller job. It might be more like $72.
I'm no more interested in that than I am Angie's or anything else. I'm not paying for
a
service.
I don't want you to do it if you're not comfortable. I'll send you an email on it, but I do want to let you know that from the business owners we have that use Angie's and then they upgrade to this, they're telling us this is the highest revenue return they've received of any program online. And the reason being is that this is not like Angie's where they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive. This is an exclusive lead program. Google is not interested in selling leads to companies. So if you were to get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. And then also people tell me about Angie's that they're getting charged for bogus leads or ones that are hundreds of miles away or not in their category. So with this, our department monitors it, and you're only charged if it is a valid lead. Right, but I'll send you an email on it. I don't want you to consider it if you know you're not comfortable because believe me, I've heard every horror story imaginable.
I'm not paying for a button pushing. Somebody's thinking about doing something. They want
right.
a price on something, and they're
right.
freaking kicking tires. And no, I'm not interested in that at all.
Yeah, that's what people tell me about Angie's is they get people that are wondering, oh, if I were to buy this house that they don't even have yet, and if I were to remodel the kitchen, I wonder how much it would cost. So then they call you and ask you, and then you got charged for a lead, but it's not a lead because, like you say, it's a tire kicker. It's somebody that's not even ready, right? So the difference between that and this is that Google has found a strategic way of putting a potential client that's looking for your service in front of your company at the time that they need you. That's called a micro.
I'm going to say this in plain English. I am not interested in any lead services.
Okay. I will put that in your notes. And I already did, unfortunately, but you could just delete it, and I'll put it in your notes that you're definitely not interested in the Google Guaranteed no matter what. And then as far as your account goes, when you say suspended, do you mean you want to cancel it or do you want to just stop the billing for a couple of months and go on like a seasonal hold or what's your thoughts there?
Well, I'd be interested in just keeping – you guys haven't – the dashboard and the the activity on, I've been paying basically for you guys to do nothing. You guys have put all the onus on me to be active, and nobody's called me up and said, hey, what pitchers you got this week? What pitchers you got this month?
Okay. So you have to understand one thing, John, is that you can make as many updates to the site or your campaign as you want.
Yeah,
That's all in charge, meaning it's included in the package. But if we call you out asking for pictures, and let's say that you're one of those business owners that says, hey, I hired you guys to do it, I don't want to get involved in that, you might get upset with us because we're calling you and asking you for pictures. So that's why we allow you to upload through the dashboard and make revisions, or we're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And any of that is all customizable and available to you. So let's say that
I've paid for the service for over a year and seen very little to no. I mean, I would like to keep the website up and active, but that's the only thing that I'm interested in. Updating the services. I can go into GoDaddy myself and update the pictures.
Yes.
I don't need you guys to do that. You guys don't seem to want to do it anyhow, so I'll just do that myself.
Yes. So if you want to keep the website and the content, that's $49 a month for the hosting and the maintenance of the site. Do you want me to convert you to that package where starting in October you just pay the $49 and that way the site stays up?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll switch you to that package, and then if you ever want to reinstate things, you could always call me, but if not, it's going to always stay at that $49, okay?
All right.
All right, and have a great rest of your week too, John.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome, sir. Okay, bye-bye.